From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Back is Stephen Pickford. We're back in town, Steve. Welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here once again on Travel World, discussing places near and far.
This morning, Margot Classe is with us. She's been on the program before with her books, Hello Spain, Hello France, Hello Italy, Hello Britain and Ireland. She's personally visited and written about more than 1,200 charming, affordable hotels and wonderful restaurants in France, Spain, England, Italy, Scotland, and Ireland. Good morning, Margot.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us once again.
Absolutely. I'm like, you know, thinking about my next trip.
Always a place on the go. What personally inspired you to write these books? Was there one moment in your life that you just said you had to sit down and let people in on these secrets?
Absolutely, because I found that, you know, that there really wasn't any kind of a book out there that told people about lots of choices in one price category. So I just decided that I would do it.
Now, the countries that you selected, we mentioned Spain, France, Italy, why did you pick those countries in particular?
Well, because I happen to love Europe, and they are very popular places, you know, for tourism. So, you know, I decided if I was going to do those kind of books, I might as well pick places that I love traveling to. And I've been going to Europe for about 20 years, so I decided, you know, why not turn my passion into a business?
Something that you love and that reflects to give that knowledge back to people who may be on their first trip to Europe.
Absolutely. And, you know, people who think that they can't afford it, Stephen. I mean, everyone thinks, oh, goodness, you know, Paris, it's going to be $200-$300 a night for a hotel. And you know, and it really doesn't have to be. I found some charming places in Paris with a private bathroom for about $90 a night for two people.
Right, and that's a very good price, yeah.
And that includes a bed, Stephen.
Yeah, you don't have to get an empty closet and you pay extra for all the amenities, everything you add.
Right.
Have you actually been to all of these properties?
Yes, I have visited. You know, I cover four countries, so I have visited every hotel in every city in every country I write about. That means that I visit probably about 7 to 10 hotels a day, 7 days a week. I'm usually gone about two and a half months.
Now, that seems like a big, hefty workload. Are you making these appointments or just walk-in impromptu visits and you catch them at their best or their worst?
Well, these are all impromptu visits because it's you know, it's impossible for me to make any kind of appointments knowing that I'm visiting 26 cities in 2 months. And so if you kind of do the math and say 26 cities, 2 months, 7 to 10 hotels a day, it's all surprise visits. Plus it's difficult because I don't speak any of the foreign languages, so I'm sort of winging my way around each of these countries trying to see as many rooms in each of these hotels as possible.
How do you find the language situation? If you don't, somebody's totally frightened, they only speak English, I don't speak French or Spanish, do you
how
get
do
by?
I,
how?
Right. Well, you know, I just believe that people should do as much research as possible about the kind of trip that they want to do so that they're not forced to ask questions or, you know, get into any kind of hassles. For example, I mean, you know, if you want to eat in really great, charming restaurants, but, you know, nobody speaks English, well, then you know, get a menu reader so that you can, you know, read the menu. Do all your research on how you want to travel via internet, or you can, you know, call Rail Europe as far as getting all the train information. I mean, you can do a lot of research so that you do not have to ask any kind of questions when you are in Europe.
And at least some people will at least make an effort, in the most part, to say a few words. That in the globalization of the media and everything else, people have picked up a few words of English, and I think that's part of the charm as well, is trying to get by maybe with the six or seven words of French or Spanish that one knows and the six or seven words of English that they know, and it becomes a learning experience for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could say good morning, good night, I have no money, I'm hungry, you know.
Where's the toilet? Most important question.
Exactly. Where's the toilet? You know, I mean, very
Steven
important
Steven finds it
like
anywhere.
Well, it becomes the universal design of hotels. If you walk in off the street, don't say you want a washroom. They think you're coming in off the street. Say, we're looking for the meeting rooms. They think you have to attend a meeting in the hotel. They point you to the meeting rooms, and, of course, right next to the meeting rooms are the washrooms. So.
Exactly. Or you can look for the symbols, because I don't even do that, because I don't even know how to say that in the foreign language. So I just kind of look like I think I know where I'm going, and I just, you know, sort of look for the symbols. But those are big hotels. You can't do that in these, you know, small, charming hotels.
No, you can't just walk in off the street. Now,
no.
They'll certainly notice you. Now, what were the criteria that you used to sort through all the multitude of hotels and pick the ones that are exactly written about in these books?
Well, number one, they have to be clean, you know, and then they have to be centrally located, because it doesn't make sense to find a wonderful hotel that, you know, no one can get to. So it has to be centrally located, it has to be clean. I don't like chains. I like family-owned hotels. I'm really into private bathrooms, so I don't do any kind of hotels that don't have private bathrooms in half of their rooms. And then price is very important. I really try to keep it under about $99 a night for two. Now, that only worked for me for France, Spain, and Italy. It does not work in London. So,
no, expensive
so for
city, London.
When I found places that were under $100 a night for two, I did not want to stay in them. So, you know, I just kind of go for that as far as small, centrally located, clean, affordable.
Now, would you consider these hotels to be bed and breakfasts or two-star hotels, or how would they be classified?
Okay, they are primarily two-star hotels. Bed and breakfast has a very loose translation when you think of France, Spain, and Italy, because they really don't eat breakfast. But if you look at the ones I have in the UK, those are truly bed and breakfast, where you get a full spread of food. I mean, where you don't have to have lunch. But in, you know, but in France, yummy, Spain, and Italy, I wouldn't even think about breakfast, because all you get is a cup of coffee and a croissant.
It's always in the definition of what you get included. Well, you can check out Margot Classe's website, www.helloeurope.com. And when we come back after the break, more with regards to Margot's series of books on how to find affordable hotels. The word going to Europe, affordability, one of those things that you think, I can't afford a trip to Europe. Margot Classe's books can certainly help you in finding some great properties in which to stay. And we've had Margot on the air with us before, and the feedback from our listeners, great guidebooks. More with Margot Classe right here on the Travel World Radio Show, Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Skip Snow, and I'm here Monday through Friday bringing you the latest in vitamins, herbs, natural foods, and
speculation, friends.
Move your way of thinking into the 21st century.
These are serious problems.
21st Century Radio, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Get away to Europe, yes, the affordable way with Margot Classe.
Hey, that rhymes.
Get away with Margot Classe, yes. Hello, Spain, hello, France, hello, Italy, hello, Britain and Ireland. And Margot's with us this morning. What type of information do you give in each of your guides that can help people find the right hotel for their needs?
I mean, I give them so much information that they really don't know, like, which hotel, because all of them sound wonderful. I tell you whether they speak English, who speaks English, if they take credit cards, if they have a telephone in the room, TV, if they have an elevator, which is important when you are, you know, carrying your own bags and there's no porters, how many floors if there's no elevator. I give you room numbers. I tell you what kind of beds are in each of the rooms. So if you're a family and you've got two kids or three kids, I tell you which room is, you know, perfect if it has a double bed and, you know, three singles, if it has a bathtub or a shower. I mean, and of course I give you the price of the room, the, you know, telephone, fax number, website. I mean, I really give you so much information so that people can make informed decisions and not get surprised. If it's a simple room, I tell you that. If it's, you know, if it's charming, if it has a view, even though I always tell people don't get hung up on, you know, trying to get a view because you're never in your room. So, I mean, I just, you know, it's, people just need to know what they're getting before they commit to it.
Have you ever found the fact that some, you may have mentioned in a book, take room number 17, it's the best room, and the hotel finds that out and changes the number of their worst room to room 17 and says that is the room that was recommended?
Well, I used to use the word best, but that got me into trouble. Exactly what you said happened to me in Santa Margherita, Italy. So what I do now is, instead of saying best, I give as much information on as many rooms as possible. So if a hotel has 12 or 15 or 20 rooms, I try and give information on at least 10 of the rooms. So that, because, you know, what's best for me might not work for you, especially if you're a family with kids and, you know, I'm just two people. So I don't use the word best anymore.
No, that's one of those judgmental words that what's good for you, and you say, how come you thought of that? That's not what's for me. So
exactly.
Provide the information. Now, there's no particular rating for the hotels. You sort of steered away from giving a rating like some other guidebooks.
Right. I don't believe in rating hotels, not in Europe, because they have a whole different system for rating, which to me has got nothing to do with the room itself. So, you know, when someone says I'm in a 2-star, 3-star, 4-star hotel, most of the time it has to do with if the hotel has a restaurant, and that could be the difference between a 2-star and a 3-star hotel is that they have a restaurant, or they have a male and female bathroom in the restaurant, or they have an elevator, or they have a certain size lobby. I mean, so all of this is nothing to do with your room. So unless you're going to sleep in the lobby, what does it matter what size the lobby is, or if they even have a lobby, or they have an elevator, or a porter, or a reception desk? So what does it matter as long as you get a nice, clean, affordable room? And I've been in some of the rooms in a 4-star hotel in Europe that unless you're spending like $300-$400 a night, you will get the same size room, but you won't get matching, you know, curtains and spread, and you won't get the chocolate.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I stayed at a hotel in London, Piccadilly Circus area, and it would have gone for $300-$500 a night. And there are hotels here in North America, Comfort Inns, which were more comfortable. So the size of your room in Europe and the amenities in it, don't necessarily have to pay the big bucks. You can get something clean
certainly,
and comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Margot, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
With all the books that you're writing, I just took a look at all the variety of the different books that you have. You've got the Hello England and the Hello Spain. I haven't seen a Portugal yet. I'm sure that you've got one underway.
Oh, but I wish. You know what? Because I do everything myself, and I'm really trying to get sympathy here, I literally do it all myself. There is no assistant. There is no, you know. So,
you have Italy and France also, and that's exactly where I was going with the question. Was simply this: this must be one exciting life that you lead, going from place to place. And where's Margot going now?
It's exciting, but it's such hard work, because if you can visualize, I'm by myself in these countries for 2 or 3 months working 7 days a week, even though I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to cut it down to 6, but
I'm down to 6 hotels a week.
Yes. No, 6 days a week.
6 days,
you know,
7 to 10 hotels a day.
But, you know, people always say, well, you know, when are you going to do Portugal? When are you going to do Austria? By the time I turn around and finish the one country, get the book done, you know, put it out there, it's time to redo another book. You know, I'm going back to Italy in September so I can do the, you know, next edition. And so it's just, I would love to do Portugal, but I can't fit it in.
True enough.
Not enough time in the day. Now, you're traveling around Europe on your own, single woman going around doing this research. How safe do you feel? Do you really feel confident of yourself?
Yeah, you know what? I feel really safe, but I never feel threatened. I'm, you know, as if my life is in jeopardy, but the thing that's becoming really, I mean, just so out of hand are pickpockets. I have to be totally cautious 24 hours a day. And I monitor the internet on pickpocket stories. It's becoming outrageous where they are cutting your fanny pack, ripping your bag off your arm. So, you know, that's where I put a lot of caution as far as where I keep my money, how I keep my money, and I give all of those tips in the book. You know, get your undergarment security wallet. Use a particular kind of wallet that loops onto your belt. Don't use a fanny pack. I was in Rome once, and I saw a priest and a nun get handcuffed. Now, they were not a real priest and a nun. They were pickpockets. But this shows you what people will go through just to get your money. So, I do a lot of traveling by train. I've never felt threatened, but I do lock my bags, you know, with a small cable lock, because if I have to run to the bathroom, you know. So those are the things that I would advise your listeners to definitely be aware of pickpockets.
And that's the type of information you include in your book, amongst not just the hotel facilities and the amenities. It's that helpful type of information, things they should be considering and be aware of.
Absolutely. You know, I talk about hotel safes. I talk about safety travel, you know, I give you a lot of tips. You know, I give you tips on unusual things to pack. I mean, most people don't think about packing toilet seat covers, but you're going to need them when you're on those trains and buses and in some of the restaurants. You know, I tell people to pack their, you know, extra prescription for, you know, for their eyeglasses. I have about 20 items that people don't think about packing. And then I tell you where all the laundry mats are so that you can pack light. I mean, no other book gives as much detail on laundry mats as I do, so that people can use the laundry mats. It usually takes me about a half an hour to kind of figure out how to use them, because it's in a different language. But, you know, again, I give you those tips.
A lot of great information in these books. Hello Spain, Hello Britain and Ireland, Hello France, big series of hotel guides from Margot Classe. They're out from Wilson Publishing, available at your local bookstore or online at www.helloeurope.com. $18.95, great value, lots of information, not just on hotels, but on the different things that you need to consider when planning your trip in Europe. But once again, Margot Classe, to have you here with us on Travel World this morning.
Thank you so much. I love doing this show.
And stay listening to Travel World. More great information when we return across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jim Kern. The Tampa Tribune reports the Tampa City Council can vote it down, Congress can investigate it, the American Civil Liberties Union can protest it all at once, but the face-scanning cameras in Ybor City are not coming down, Mayor Dick Greco said Tuesday. Said Greco, as far as I'm concerned, the cameras will stay no matter how the City Council votes. The people who are opposed to this just don't understand.
By using male human pheromones in a unique product designed to optimize effectiveness of pheromone in colognes.
Highest concentration guaranteed.
To find out more about pheromones and to order Pheromone 2000, visit www.pheromone2000.com or call 905-304-4820 today.
They started to come toward me.
Are you a skeptic or are you a believer? Join me, Rob McConnell, weekday mornings in the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Join me as we investigate, interact, and interview those in the know in the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology. Dare to believe and dare to be heard. Weekday mornings from 2 to 6, live and exclusively on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
A map of stars. A man came in while I was...
Hi, this is Pat Pennington.
And this is Kenny Owens.
We have a free pager offer for you.
That's right, a free pager with the purchase of a VIP airtime package. The pager's new and it's yours to keep.
Call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes and get a free pager with the purchase of a VIP airtime package.
1-800-724-3631 is 1-800-PAGE-ME-1.
It's a free call. You get a free pager when you get a VIP airtime package. Call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes.
No credit check, no contract to sign, and the new pager is yours to keep.
Just call 1-800-PAGE-ME-1 within the next 30 minutes and ask about VIP's airtime package with the free pager.
It's a free call for a free pager.
Hey, already got an old pager? VIP will pay you cash for it or give you credit towards any airtime package.
That's 1-800-PAGE-ME-1. Call within the next 30 minutes and ask about the free pager.
1-800-724-3631 is 1-800-PAGE-ME-1.
Have fun today. It's a summer festivals here in Montreal, isn't it?
A great time here in Montreal. Phyllis was with us last week. Stayed at the Montreal Airport Hilton at Dorval, and what a relaxing place! What a resort in the city, so close to downtown.
Yeah, so undiscovered.
Well, discovered by a generation of visitors to Montreal. 35+ years, right next to the airport, walking distance to the airport, across the street practically from the intermodal transit terminal. We were downtown in about 13 minutes on the commuter rail line. You can't beat the location, but when you want to retire to your room, soundproof, you don't hear the planes taking off. You
really?
Hear right next door.
It's
you
well,
don't hear
well built.
Oh, well built, solid construction, and it's the happening place.
Really,
vibrant lobby, great places to dine on site at the Montreal Airport, Hilton Dorval, and of course their indoor outdoor pool, whirlpool. Sit outside in the gardens. At nighttime, we sat there. People were swimming, and we just had a drink by the pool. The sun was setting. The stars were coming out. It was the perfect place for a relaxing weekend, the Montreal Airport Hilton at Dorval. And then afterwards, we went down to Bardico. They have a new branch. It's a pizzeria restaurant, small, limited menu, chicken wings, salad, submarines, pizza, named Best in Montreal in the Montreal Gazette. And they have a new downtown location on Lincoln Avenue. And you can check them out on the internet at www.bardico.com for gourmet-style Brooklyn pizza. We thank our regular listener, Steve Wong, for recommending Bardico. Because
Brooklyn pizza.
Brooklyn pizza. The Lolo Brigida, which is extra pepperoni, extra cheese, Italian sausage, fresh mushrooms, green peppers, olives, onions. It was excellent, and I couldn't eat it all. I had to bring it home.
Probably the tastiest pizza you had in a long time, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. It went down really great. And thank everyone at Bardico. I recommend it. Sit out there on the terrace and take in the Montreal scene at this time of year. Didn't see Montreal Teamster Neil Drabkin, even though his office is right around the corner. But if you're lucky, you can see him. And if you're lucky when you're in Montreal, another man who's always on the scene, Jerry Wagshow. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, Willem. Morning, Stephen.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right here in New York, listening to you guys talking about the Montreal, the Dorval Airport area and the hotel. It sounds great. And, of course, I want to continue on that theme, talking a little bit about more of Centreville. You love my French accent there.
Oh, but yes.
I'm going to tell you about a city that I love and that you guys, where you both live. As everybody knows, it's a city that's becoming another Hollywood North with all the filming going on. It's also becoming the subject of movies. I don't know if you guys have seen The Score with Robert De Niro. Not one of his best movies, but certainly it features the cobblestone streets and the old port that make up the city. And with the amazing exchange rate that you can now get, the Americans can get on the Canadian dollar, that one U.S. dollar is worth about one and a half Canadian dollars. It stretches really far. And as the Just for Laughs Festival and the Francofolie Festival have just sort of finished, I mean, it's the last day of the Francofolie Festival today, highlighting some of the, beloved Quebec singers and musicians. Now, the other festival, which is just beginning, not everybody may have heard of, is the Free Movie Festival, which is actually starting tomorrow night, and that is 62 titles of four-star films, which are going to be shown in the city up until when the World Film Festival starts on August 23rd. And just to mention a few of these movies being shown in the city now becoming famous, being a Hollywood North itself, in Zula Nuit, Jean-Claude Lozon's 1987 descent into Montreal's cops and robbers underworld. A film that I really liked a lot called Hochelaga. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that, but that's the famous, it's not a famous movie, but it's a lesser known film about Montreal's biker gangs. It's Michel Jette's Hochelaga, and unlike the Score, I think it's one of the truest films. It really catches the feeling of the Montreal sort of culture and underworld, and the movie does it sort of justice in some ways that other sort of Hollywood movies do not. Anyway, also Reservoir Dogs is playing. A lot of movies are playing, and the thing about them is they're all free. I guess you guys have heard obviously about this festival. It's just starting up.
Heard some great things about it. I don't know when they're going to have the Paulina Barca Festival of Greatest Hits of Movies, but...
I don't know. I guess I'm not sure how that's going to be rated, that festival. That may not be a PG festival. That's all.
No, Triple X, yeah.
Shortest film festival of all time, though.
I wanted to mention too also that, of course, another way of making a really exciting time getting into Montreal would be to take the train, because if you take the Amtrak, you have a chance to see all the scenery. You go through the Hudson Valley, Saratoga Springs, which many Americans know and a lot of Canadians know as well, is a scene of several historic battles, of course, in which the British lost, and so there's a big sort of monument there, and as well, like, you can take tours of the battlefield through with the National Park Service. You go through the Adirondack Mountains and through the, and then go the shore of Lake Champlain, you know, for 50 miles. It's a very, very beautiful trip. The trip from, I would say, the trip from New York City to Montreal is very, very scenic, and much more scenic, for example, than the trip from New York City to Toronto. In Saratoga Springs, which, you know, if you want to stop and see, there's an incredibly old, beautiful, historical racetrack. And this is the kind of place where, you know, you can still see some of the, some, you know, ladies donning their big fancy hats, and you can see racehorses and their jockeys warming up in the paddock, getting ready to try and win the big purses. And it's, I'm not a gambler by any means, but I, you know, it's worth it to just go and spend, you know, $20 and, you know, bet on these amazing horses and just feel part of the history that's there. The Amtrak is now, used to be a two trains a day. Now there's only one. It leaves New York at 9:45. It gets to Montreal at 7:30. On its way back, it returns at 9:55 and gets in by 9:40. It's a little longer on the way back. But that's news. Sorry, guys?
Go on. You said carry on.
Oh, I was just saying the other thing is that there's now a new thing that's happening on these trains, which is that there's a tour guides from the National Park Service which are coming on, and they're talking about the history of the area and some of the battles that were fought. So instead of just having to sit there and, like, listening to your CD player or reading books or whatever, which I always find is very relaxing, and turning your cell phone off, you can go into the club car and you can learn about history on the train, and as well, they also have activities on the train like bingo or a trivia contest. And if you want to go and take the Amtrak, which I would really recommend, you can call 1-800-USA-RAIL. And if you're interested in going to see the movie festival, the free movie festival at the Imperial Cinema, which is at the corner of Blurry, and if I'm correct, guys, it's like Blurry and de Maisonneuve, right? It's 1430 Blurry, so...
Yeah, between St. Catherine and de Maisonneuve, yeah.
Right, so it's funny. Memory serves me okay. And the phone number for that is 514-848-0300. And I remember always enjoying these big free movie festivals in Montreal where...
Imperial is great.
Yeah, they can be. I'm not sure if this year if they're going to have some of the ones. I don't know if you guys remember the big. You know, on St. Laurent, where they used to have that big, massive, what do you call it, projector, and they would project the movies like onto walls of buildings, and you would watch them. It was a big, huge screen that they would put outside, and everybody would sit outside and watch the films. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, that was maybe around 10 years ago or more, and that really brought the people out into the street and created that community atmosphere. And that's part of what summertime is all about in Montreal. People getting outside, enjoying the warmth and the sunshine and the various communities and the visitors mingling all in one. A lot of fun in Montreal, and taking the train up to visit it is always part of the pleasure. 1-800-USA-RAIL, www.amtrak.com. Jerry Wagshaw with one of his regular reports. Having a great Saturday morning here in Montreal and in New York City. Have a great weekend, Jerry.
You too, guys. Take care now.
And when we come back, more Around the World with Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Thundering the Banshee. The hell is a Banshee? Help. Travel World Radio Show.
Hey, Bob, did you see the news last night?
Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Don't watch it? Don't you want to stay informed about what's going on?
Well, sure I do. But you don't learn anything from mainstream media news except what the government wants you to learn. That's why I read SierraTimes.com to get the real stories.
SierraTimes.com, what's that?
SierraTimes.com is an internet news publication with no ties to the government or mainstream liberal media. They get to the truth behind the stories and publish the real news that the liberals don't want you to see.
Oh, one of those crackpot websites, huh?
Well, not exactly, Judy. SierraTimes.com has broken several major news stories and is read by hundreds of thousands of Americans who want to know what's really going on. They cover the stories that aren't politically correct so that people can make informed decisions about elections, about referendums, about serious issues that may mean a danger to our very freedoms.
Okay, sounds interesting. So where can I find it?
Oh, you girls are so cute. I told you, if you want news with an attitude, then go to www.sierratimes.com. That's www.sierratimes.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Classifieds on the radio?
Tall, dark, and handsome single white male is seeking out ravishingly beautiful single female. Brilliant, funny, and independently wealthy. Must love Baywatch.
No, not that kind. But imagine if you were to conduct a job search on the radio. What you say in three lines in the local paper, radio can build on. Add sound effects. Give it character. And since LibertyWorks is on the internet, your search doesn't end at your city limits. All around the world, people checking email, playing games, or best yet, hard at work, will hear your ad and realize they're just right for you. People who weren't even looking for something new can find out about a dream job wherever you are and make your dreams come true with the perfect employee. So give it a try. Contact Liberty Works Radio at 410-857-5600 to place your job listing. Your dream employee is just a call away. 410-857-5600.
The Canadian Hellraisers are back. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good
welcome back.
Good morning, and of course, leave it to Willem Backus to raise a little hell everywhere he goes.
That's me. Well, actually, I do have that picture, which is going to appear on our website.
So. Yes, for your great trip to Albuquerque.
Well, north of Gallup, New Mexico, as in the Route 66 song, there is actually Highway 666. My birthday is 666, of course. So I had to go on the highway to hell. Funny, spookily enough, as we pulled onto Highway 666, they started playing Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yes. It was just not coincidence.
So I had to take my picture in front of the road sign that said 666 South.
heading downwards. When people tell you, where should you go? I said, I took your advice, and I went there.
I should send it as a postcard to anybody who ever told me to go to hell in my life.
On the highway.
Now what to do.
Another one of the great sites you can see when you visit out to Albuquerque. Show me the video part of the Route 66 experience.
Yes. Jim Ross and Jerry McClanahan, two very well celebrated authors of the Route 66 experience, and they actually traced what they call bones of the old road. They went to old alignments of Route 66. This whole thing with the, you know, the older alignments and road hunting and stuff is right up our alley. It's great. And many people don't know, Albuquerque itself is at an elevation of about 6,600 feet, and yet there's still another 800-foot escarpment, as what they call a mesa, on the way to Santa Fe. And the old Santa Fe, not Santa Fe, the old El Camino Real went up at a place called La Bajada Hill, which La Bajada in Spanish meant the descent, literally. And the road that they built in the...
Oh, yes.
23 switchbacks.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't dig it. It looked frightening just watching it on video.
23 hairpin turns on the way up. Boy, what a treacherous road. And it was quite something. So it was really a special thing. One of the biggest treats that we had was attending the lecture at Kelly's Brew Pub downtown Albuquerque by Michael Wallace, one of the most noted author, three times nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, and also... one of the most respected author, first recipient of the John Steinbeck Award for contributions to Route 66. This is a guy who, in a talk, he can make you laugh, he can make you cry, all in the same talk. It's like right from the heartland.
The key criteria for a great storyteller.
And I tell you, this guy, fantastic. It was great having him on the show.
You really sounded like you would go back tomorrow to trace the heritage of Route 66.
Well, you went to Jamaica. We went to this Albuquerque Route 66 festival. Even Albuquerque, New Mexico is a hell of a lot more beautiful than anyone would have ever thought. And I still think you got the short end of that stick.
Well, the colors and the of the Southwest, as you know, Vic and I always head out to Arizona in January. It's the colors, it's the sky. There is something special about the Southwest. Now, the scenery in New Mexico is the mesa, the steppeland, and then Arizona is the Sonoran Desert. They're between themselves still different from one another, but each magical. And that's the byline for New Mexico tourism, the land of enchantment.
It truly is. The land of enchantment. I mean, just everywhere you look, they have all these little symbols. The symbol of New Mexico is that Indian symbol for the sun, which is the little circle and the lines, and they have all those little zigzag patterns, and the art that they have there is, and it's everywhere. The license plates are very pretty colored. They're sort of a yellowish, sort of greenish yellow with the red writing on there, the land of enchantment. And I couldn't resist it. I actually bought a license plate that says New Mexico Route 66 on it, on one of their official colored license plates. And, you know, I look at it every day because it's such a nice, nice thing to see.
And it brings back the memories every time you look at it.
Definitely. And one of the things I was most lucky about when we drove west from Albuquerque, a place called La Laguna, is actually what Michael Wallace himself says is the prettiest stretch of Route 66 to drive. As it goes down, there's about a 400-foot hill, but down to the bottom, Route 66 actually follows the contours of the rock formations. And it's really special to drive this.
What I see when I look at the video, for example, is how many of those 1920s and 1930s buildings, the commercial structures that developed today into what we see at the roadside stands, the fast food restaurants, what has developed over 35 years into national brands and franchises, these were all started as mom-and-pop businesses, small business people getting into opening a restaurant, opening a motel, and that was the genesis of the hospitality industry as we know it today.
Oh, very definitely. I tell you one thing, though. The way they have refurbished Central Avenue in downtown, well, in Albuquerque, it's 18 miles long. It's pretty big. And you go from one end to the other, it takes you a while to get around Albuquerque, although it's very easy to do so. And it's so inviting and so welcoming from end to end. It was well worth the trip, and I would go back anytime in an instant. I just wish I'd never left.
You've got some trips. We're planning a few trips over the coming months. You want to head down north of Boston area. That's another one of your favorite places.
Maria Miles.
Yes, one of the last duties of former Massachusetts Governor Paul Cellucci before he became named as the United States Ambassador to Canada was to rename the Welcome Center on the interstate, the Maria Miles Welcome Center. And for her contributions to the development of tourism to Massachusetts, a very hardworking lady who loves her north of Boston area, and of course
you can tell she put her heart and her soul into it, and that's the mark of somebody who's truly meant to be in that job.
This is beach season, and people are heading to Salisbury for the beach, but of course it's a year-round season in north of Boston. The historic mills in Lawrence, and the Indian Summer Festival, the Halloween celebrations in Salem, Christmas in New England, in Newburyport and Rockport. There's something going on all through the year in north of Boston.
Well, no matter where you go north of Boston or anywhere in New England, if you want more information, you should contact the New England Tourism Center in Canada.
www.ne-tc.com.
Or you can also reach them at 514-731-2255. 4898, not my own number.
Can I call you? Well,
no, my number is 2201.
Yeah, you have to look at his letterhead here to see what his number is. Yes, a mark of a great scholar.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I went to school.
Well, there was an ad before, Willem, that you should have paid attention to and taken down the number. But probably heading down in the next couple of weeks to see Robert McBride in Bellows Falls, see if I can survive a night in either the Heady Green or the Whippoorwill. We should be
send you to the Heady Green.
Well, one night in one night in the other.
You've got to confront your fears.
Oh, yes. One night in one of the haunted motels, and then next night in the other haunted motel, and I'll be sure to call in live that evening to Dr. Bob Hieronymus and tell him whether I survived the evening, because he gave us some tips as to how to survive our time there. I don't know whether he was secretly laughing at us or whether they were... those guys are going down of the haunted motel, but
he knew how much of a big thing this Heady Green Motel is.
Oh yes, it's something to behold. The Heady Green and the Whippoorwill. There's supposed to be one ghost at each place, and I'll see whether they know that I'm there. Here I am announcing it on national radio that I'm going there. The ghosts are all listening. The ghosts of my past coming to confront me. And
all your skeletons in the closet.
Yes, and then, of course, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, in early October for the reenactment of the
Crossing Delaware.
Yes, the historic battles of the Revolutionary War in the Valley Forge area of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And next week, we'll have Sharon Delaney, NBC 17 Raleigh, her Irish heritage back from the Emerald Isle. Spent month of June, early July in Ireland, and rediscovering her heritage. Hudson Foga, the cultural icon to a generation of Montrealers, he's been visiting his hometown out in Saskatchewan. He's looking at Moose Jaw, Regina, Saskatoon, the middle part of the continent, and
I just want to hear
Canada.
I just want to hear Hudson Foga talk about a place called Moose Jaw.
Yes, he can say I'm Hudson Foga, and he can then talk about
reporting
Jake
from Moose. Yeah, and Jake. Yes,
he
yes
can do the introduction for him. Yes, yes. And then Sharon Silverman, she's written a book on Pennsylvania snacks and how you can take factory tours to see how your favorite snacks from Pennsylvania have been manufactured. Of course, if we had Lois Warren, a travel writer, if we had Sharon Delaney, and if we had Bram Eisenthal, then we would have Sharon, Lois, and Bram all in the same show.
That's right.
That's what they look forward to. Brian Mulrooney, and then Harry Chin from China Tourism, then we'll have Mulrooney Chin. Hey, lots of guest combos we can have over the coming weeks.
Mulrooney Chin.
Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the fun that is Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Have fun. Happy traveling, everyone.
This is the Liberty Works.